Now, live from Studio 550, this is The McGraw Show on KTRS.
722, I'm Paul Harris, filling in for McGraw this week. Read an interesting piece in Time magazine written by Mike Grunwald on how the stimulus is changing America. So I've invited him to join me this morning and talk about it. Hi, Mike. How are you today?
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
I'm doing just fine. You say in your piece that the stimulus is changing America for the better and for the greener, or at least you think it will, right?
Well, I think, most of the fight over the stimulus has been, sort of whether it created jobs, right? And you've got the White House sort of saying we've saved or created 3 million jobs, and then you have, liberals saying, oh, well, the stimulus wasn't big enough. You've got conservatives saying it's way too big. I looked more at sort of what's in the stimulus, because about one-sixth of it, there's probably $120, $130 billion worth of the stuff that's really sort of what Obama was talking about when he said he wanted to change the country. There's $90 billion in there for clean energy, which, usually we spend a few billion dollars a year. It's really, they've turned the Department of Energy into the world's largest venture capital fund. So I think people have sort of missed the way this is going to change, education with things like Race to the Top, healthcare by spending $20 billion on putting all of our health records online, transportation with high-speed rail. These are really transformative things that kind of got lost in the idea that we're spending $800 billion.
Is part of the problem with the image of the stimulus that all those things you just mentioned we're not going to see results from in 6 months, a year, 18 months, 2 years? These are things that we'll have to wait 5, maybe 10 years, maybe a lot longer than that to see any kind of returns?
Absolutely. And I think, and in fairness, I think you have to say that the White House sold this as a jobs bill. They sold this as stimulus. High-speed rail is not really stimulus. There are really good arguments for it. It's working great in Spain and China and Japan and throughout a lot of Europe and Asia. But the fact is, they're not going to start building the first bullet train until 2011. And so certainly, to the extent that they did a lot of these transformative programs, one of the nice things about the same old status quo programs is that, you've been doing them. They're easy to do more really quickly. That's another nice thing. A third of the stimulus was tax cuts, and it's easy to cut taxes. You just cut the taxes right away. But to build a program like, Race to the Top or a really innovative competitive grant program where instead of just shoveling money around the country according to formula, you're really looking for the best projects, that takes time. And so you haven't really seen a lot of those results. And to the extent you have seen, Obama and Biden going to solar panel factories or wind turbine factories, it hasn't really sort of seeped into the message because the economy still stinks.
Well, let's talk about those $90 billion you say the Obama administration is sinking into clean energy. And as I said, that's going to be long-term results. But this is the sort of stuff that kind of makes a legacy, doesn't it?
Well, I think so. And they were very conscious about that, in the same way that the original New Deal, you remember things like rural electrification. Here you're going to remember things like the world's largest photovoltaic solar array or the world's largest solar thermal plant. You're seeing unprecedented investments in things like the smart grid, in clean coal, in energy efficiency of just about every imaginable form. They're retrofitting 3 out of every 4 federal buildings. Right now in the United States, you have 2 factories building advanced batteries for electric vehicles. When the stimulus is done, you'll have another 30. So they're really trying to, sort of create things by ramping up spending by an order of magnitude so that you really do kind of leave a legacy. Now, if 10 years later all those battery factories pack up and move to China, then that will not have been really effective.
There goes the jobs portion of the bill right there. And isn't one of the differences between this and the New Deal that, you talk about the electrification of rural America? Well, that was going to be good for the people who live there and for the utilities that were going to serve them. But now you're talking about changing the energy infrastructure of this country, which means you bang your head right up against big oil, big electric, et cetera.
Well, I think, you know, what they would say is that this is really, you know, that this needs to happen. They're doing it in China. They're doing it around the world. And that to compete, you know, the idea is not to sort of double down on the horse and buggy industry, to sort of provide a jump start in ways that private venture capital isn't going to do right now, is not going to invest in the smart grid. You know, utilities are going to invest a few trillion dollars in the grid over the next few years. But whether they do a sort of smart grid where you can kind of, you know, turn down your air conditioner from your mobile phone as you start driving towards your house, or the same old dumb grid that we've got, which is sort of like a phone system without voicemail,
yep,
which can't store renewable energy, I think it's going to make a big difference. And their idea is that if we pop in $10 billion now, that over time, you're going to see the utilities do things in a very different way, and that's going to create jobs across America. I talked to one guy who's working, you know, who's got a grant from this sort of high-flung research grant. There's billions of dollars for research, and he's trying to create a battery that can essentially store energy for the grid, which is kind of the holy grail. Then you can have renewable energy when the sun isn't shining and the wind isn't blowing. And they're always asking him how many jobs he's created. Like, you know, have you hired another research assistant yet? How many guys are in your lab? And what he said is like, hey, if this works, I'm going to create 1 million jobs. You know,
yeah.
So certainly it's the idea is they're looking to, they call them game changers.
And again, it's short-term thinking versus long-term thinking. We haven't had a long-term energy policy in this country since, well, I don't think in my lifetime we've had anybody thinking ahead about how to change the status quo for the better. And hopefully that's what this will do. Now, the last thing I got to ask you about, the biggest energy consumer in this country is the United States government. Is Obama at least having his government cut down on its energy consumption?
That's a huge part of what's in the stimulus. The General Services Administration, which is the federal government's landlord, sort of they manage all the property. They got about $5 billion. They're quadrupling the amount of hybrids in the federal fleet. 75% of federal buildings are going to be, you know, they're going to be LEED certified. I went to the actual GSA building, which was built during the New Deal, and now it's getting this complete retrofit where it's going to have the green roof and it's going to have energy optimized lighting systems, and they're going to cut the energy use of that building 55%. You know, it's going to cost a lot of money up front, and that's sort of what's, you know, it's going to create a lot of jobs for the guys doing the retrofits. But then over time, you know, the federal government's going to be spending 50% less every year on their energy bills. And so that's certainly, you know, at the same time, they're also trying to create this sort of green construction industry because the federal government is so big. It's the world's largest energy consumer.
Michael, it's great stuff, and there's lots more in your piece, which I appreciate you coming on and talking about this morning. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Michael Grunwald from Time Magazine. I've got a link to his entire piece entitled How the Stimulus is Changing America on my website, harrisonline.com, right now.